It's time now for the Weekly Dish on WKNO. Our host, Jennifer Chandler, brings you culinary tips for good cooking and even better eating.
Grilled okra, you may ask with a hint of disdain. I agree. It's the same response I had when I was first introduced to this dish. But okra is slimy when cooked anyway but battered and fried. Won't this be gross? Was the first thought that went through my mind. But as my friend basically forced me to take a bite, she assured me that this would become a favorite. And you know what? She was right! Grilled okra is simply delicious, and it will be the perfect side dish to add to your Labor Day barbecue feast. It's also not only in season, but it's at its best right now. You can find fresh okra at all our area farmers markets. I like to grill it until it is slightly charred on the outside, giving it a crispy exterior with a soft interior. Note that I said soft interior, no sliminess in sight. It is yummy as a quick and easy appetizer right off the grill or served as a side. On the rare occasion that there have been leftovers, I've thrown chilled grilled okra on a salad for a delicious twist. Everyone, including my kids, have loved it. My friend who introduced me to grilled okra likes to season hers with Paul Perdue's Magic Salmon Seasoning Blend. I love the spicy kick that Creole seasoning gives. Feel free to use your favorite seasoning blend. For an extra kick, try a blackened seasoning blend. Or if watching your sodium, try one of those Mrs. Dash herb blends. Even just plain old salt and pepper gives delicious results. This is Jennifer Chandler with The Weekly Dish. Happy Labor Day!
Jennifer Chandler is the food and dining reporter for The Commercial Appeal. Her articles can be found at commercialappeal.com.